Welcome back to Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. It's time for some music. Elephant music. This is the Thai Elephant Orchestra. The elephants play enormous percussion instruments, holding mallets in their trunks and sometimes trumpeting along. The man behind this extraordinary venture is the experimental musician who goes by Dave Soldier. He says the elephants playing this music live at a Thai conservation center near Chiang Mai, where former work animals with nowhere to go stay.
Most of these elephants were working in the logging industry, and they needed somewhere to put them. The elephants can live to be 60 years old and older, and elephants like to listen to music. If you play music, they'll come over, and in the morning when the mahouts take them out of the jungle, they sing to them to calm them down.
Those are their keepers.
That's right. So what we came up with was, well, maybe if we made ergonomic instruments that would be easy for elephants to play, for instance, marimbas and drums that are giant, perhaps they would play music.
So let's talk about a couple of these instruments. One of them is like a xylophone, and it sounds kind of like bells. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Now, this is a six-year-old elephant named Fong, and it's so pretty. How did you build this instrument?
Well, I built that at a metal shop in Lampang. But the idea here was to make music that sounds like Thai music. For instance, that instrument that you just heard is using a Thai scale. And when Thai people hear it, they say, oh, that sounds like some of the music that we play in the Buddhist temples up north.
It's really haunting music. Let's listen to another song. This one features, multiple instruments, an orchestral composition. What are we hearing?
You're hearing 14 elephants playing on 14 different instruments, all live, no overdubs, no editing, out in essentially a clearing in the jungle in northern Thailand.
So often you have humans who play along with them or sing along with them, and we can hear an example of that in this piece. It's called Invocation.
That's Bunyang, and Bunyang is a mahout, and he's one of the most respected mahouts for a couple of reasons. First, he's in charge of one of the largest and most badass elephants. It's a fellow named Lukop, who can be very difficult. And the religion in that area is Buddhism, but it's very, very flavored by the traditional animist religion of northern Thailand that was there before. And this prayer that he's singing is one of those animist prayers. It is a prayer to the elephant spirit.
So, David Soldier, you've released three albums with the Thai Elephant Orchestra. It's really enchanting listening, but do people say to you, it's really nice, is this music?
We have a wonderful answer for that, and I hope some of your listeners take it to heart and give it a shot. What you do is you play some of the music to your friends or an audience. We did this once to a professional music critic from the New York Times who got pretty upset with me afterwards. And you say, who's playing? You know, is this music? And they'll say, of course it's music. So far everyone has. And you ask them to guess which group it is. That particular music critic eventually said, I bet it's a new music group from Asia. I said, you got it.
Oh, he's pretty right. David Sulzer is a neuroscientist at Columbia, his day job. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.